Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on US announcement of additional tariff on Indian imports. The participants are Narendra Taneja, economic analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
India has reiterated its response against the United States' additional tariff imposition, saying that the actions are unfair, unjustified, and unreasonable. This comes after US President Donald Trump imposed an additional tariff of 25% on India over India's oil imports from Russia. To discuss this important issue, we have with us economic analyst Narendra Taneja. Warm welcome to you on Akashvani.
Thank you.
Mr. Taneja, we'd like to know from you this development which has happened that over India importing crude oil from Russia, America has imposed this additional 25% tariff as the penalty which he had been talking about, which had been unspecified so far. So now it has resulted in the tariff that US has imposed on Indian imports from 25 to 50%. 25% was imposed 1 week back. How do you see this development and how do you see India's response so far?
Well, President Trump of the US, for whatever reasons, he has imposed these kind of sanctions against India, heavy tariff, which totals up to about 50%. And the entire world has taken notice of it. In fact, since he made the two announcements, the world press has been reporting on it. And if you pick up, for instance, the reactions from different parts of the world, commentators, analysts, thinkers, and even the government officials, the world as a whole has actually criticized it because it makes no sense and it is not reasonable. And also, if you go by international law, it's illegal. Now, the question is that why he has done what he has done, according to him. He says that basically that since India imports crude oil from Russia in big quantity, quote unquote, that's why, and he wants India to stop buying oil from Russia. So he says that is the reason what he has done. But the fact remains that America itself imports a lot of things from Russia. America's close allies, NATO allies, Western Europe, they import, you know, heavy amount of oil and gas and other items from Russia. Turkey, which is a heavy importer of Russian crude oil, a member of NATO, and also very close to Western Europe, they import heavily from Russia. China does the same, and there are a number of other countries which import crude oil. But it seems that President Trump decided to single out India for whatever reasons. Now, the question is that what he has done, it has got two direct implications. Number one is that if India stops buying oil from Russia, and which means that that Russian oil will go out of circulation from the global oil supply system. If his basically plan or his intention is to force Russian oil out of the global supply system, then the consequence or the result will be oil prices will go up globally. It's a globally traded commodity, is globally benchmark commodity. And which means America, which is the biggest importer of oil and which is the biggest consumer of oil, they will be impacted and impacted very, very hard. So American consumers will also have to pay more for oil and petroleum products and so on and so forth. Number two is that sanctions would also, or the tariff would also involve a number of things that we export from India. Mainly services and also pharmaceutical products and steel and petroleum products. So that includes petrol and diesel. We are a major supplier of petroleum products to the United States. Now, in such a situation, the question is that, you know, if there is tariff, which President Trump has talked about, who is going to pay that tariff at the end of the day, at the end of the supply chain? American consumers. And which economy is going to suffer the most? American economy, since they are the biggest consumer of oil. Now, if you look at the study very carefully and look at the whole thing with a microscope, of course, what he has done will have implications for Indian oil importers. But I think if you see carefully, the American consumer and American economy will be among the worst hit.
Absolutely. In fact, if we see the trade talks which have been happening till now, this additional tariff which has been imposed, that is going to be effective from August 27. And on August 25, a delegation is coming from America for the sixth round of trade talks. How hopeful are you that this three-week window which we have, that is going to yield some kind of agreement between the two countries which can make this situation better? Situation in which India has repeatedly said that it is very unfair, it is very uncalled for, and we are going to protect our national interests at any cost.
You see, if you look at the ongoing trade talks between India and the United States, India's approach has been very positive, very mature, highly sophisticated, and extremely patient. You know, there are certain things they want to put on the, in that treaty, and where Indian negotiators have been secluded, there are certain areas that we can't open up our economy, you know, to American companies. And that's mainly agriculture, dairy, and fisheries, of course. So now these are the areas which has, you know, Indian negotiators have repeated explained that Indian economy, we can't open our rural economy for American products, agriculture products. And because 65% of Indian population is involved, is part of the rural economy. And in India, unlike in the United States, Indian rural economy is very unique because it's not only economy, it's not only growing wheat or other crops. It's also music, it's culture, it's tradition, it's theater, it's story, it's life, it's everything, it's society. So it's a very different construct. Indian rural economy's construct is very different from American rural economy. American rural economy is highly industrialized and they have got big farms, they use big machines, while our farmers in most cases they have got very small holdings and they depend completely on that. Moreover, the kind of tools they use, the kind of techniques they use, the kind of economic construct they have, the household income construct they have, very, very unique. So Prime Minister today has made very, very clear, as far as the rural economy is concerned, it is the first and the foremost duty of the Prime Minister and the Government of India that we are going to have absolutely no compromise.
In fact, what you're saying, let's hear what Prime Minister said and then we'll carry this discussion forward.
हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है. भारत अपने किसानों के, पशुपालकों के और मछुआरे भाई-बहनों के हितों के साथ कभी भी समझौता नहीं करेगा. और मैं जानता हूं व्यक्तिगत रूप से मुझे बहुत बड़ी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी, लेकिन मैं इसके लिए तैयार हूं. मेरे देश के किसानों के लिए, मेरे देश के मछुआरों के लिए, मेरे देश के पशुपालकों के लिए आज भारत तैयार है.
So, Mr. Taneja, the Prime Minister stressed that it is our responsibility to protect our farmers, our dairy farmers, our fishermen, and not open up the market for help another country. So, how important is this resolve to stick to certain red lines?
I think the statement today by the Prime Minister, it had been earlier conveyed at the level of our negotiators to the United States. Now, this is coming from the Prime Minister himself. We hope that this would be kind of heard more attentively, more carefully, and respected by the negotiator in Washington, D.C. Because the United States is a very close friend of India. We have a strategic relationship with the United States. We have millions of Indians working there, contributing to make American economy stronger. And also, we take a common view in terms of security of Indo-Pacific region. And we also take a kind of shared view in terms of how we should work together to make the world more stable and more prosperous. So there are many areas where we're collaborating, many areas, and we want to take it to the next stage. If you look at the history of the last 30 years, India and United States have worked very, very closely in many areas. In some cases, they have created templates which other countries are trying to emulate. So with that kind of background, India's approach is to continue negotiations, and when American negotiators come later this month, we're going to sit across with them, talk with them, explain everything, and with the hope that they would understand there are areas where we are going to kind of collaborate and cooperate and agree with what they want. And but we also hope, since our agriculture, our rural economy is so completely different, that they would understand that there are certain areas, for instance, where we can't cross the line, which we would have to protect, where economy is so uniquely different, especially when it comes to the rural area. So India's approach is extremely positive. However, that said, at the same time, we are an ancient civilization, 7,000 year old, if not more, and we, our tradition basically, our civilization teaches us to respect even those who disagree with you 100%. So that's our culture. We hope that certain statements which have come out of Washington, D.C. have not been really well received in India, have been extremely unpopular with the Indian people. So therefore, they would take care of that and use the language which is kind of a little bit more respectful.
Absolutely.
And also the language, the kind of language that we use for them. So with all, this is the approach, positive approach India is looking forward to, wherever we can find a common common ground. We hope there would be a trade deal. And in the area which, have, for instance, require further negotiation, they can be part of the Chapter 2 of the negotiations. We hope that things will move in that direction. At this, since we have never asked America or told America, and try to even instruct America that you don't have relations with that country, you don't buy X or commodity from that. We have never done that. That's not part of our culture. We hope that America will respect that as a sovereign country, it's our choice, it's our prerogative whether to import oil from Russia or not, or for that matter from any other country.
In fact, in this context, you know, to put things in perspective, the Global Trade Research Institute, GTRI, and Finland-based think tank Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air, they have also exposed U.S. double standards on the issue of Russian oil imports and the fact that America is unfairly targeting India, because they have outlined the kind of exports which China has been doing from Russia. U.S. itself has been importing from Russia, continues to import, EU continues to import, so it seems very unfair to really target India.
Very, very unfair. In fact, if you look at data that you also referred to, and those, the other data is out in the public domain, they're available on the internet, those interested can go and find those data. They're closest allies of the United States, like in the western part of the world. As we talk, they're importing commodities from Russia literally by billions. They're doing that. But America has completely ignored that. The United States has ignored that. And at the same time, China imports more oil from Russia than we do. Turkey imports heavy amount of oil. Pakistan imports oil from Russia. There are many other countries, in fact. So now the question is that why you single out India? What is the reason? So it seems the reasons are completely different. So I think it's important, since India and the United States are friends, and therefore, luckily, there is so far no structural damage to bilateral relations that India and the United States have. Therefore, it is important that, you know, we try to sit down across the negotiating table and we use kind of the language which is kind of expected to be used by diplomats and head of states, and then we take things forward, because that's the way to do it. But one thing is very clear, that it has also come to us as a kind of wake-up call, in the sense that India should, our exporters, our industries, and our policymaker, that we should not be too dependent on any one geography. It's not that we are fully dependent on America, but we do export quite a lot of things from it. So it's important for us at this stage to kind of to go for whatever economic, further economic reforms that we need, and at the same time to look for, our exporters should look for new markets. Africa is just next door. It's home to 1.4 billion people, or 1.5 billion people. African Union there, they have got new trade protocols which make it easy for Indian exporters to find markets in different pockets of Africa. Middle East is very close to us. Again, very, very important market. Southeast Asia, then Latin America. So it's important we diversify so that we are not depending or dependent on any one country or any one region or any one geography. We are the fourth largest economy in the world, soon to be third largest economy in the world. On nominal basis, we are already $4.3 trillion economy. On purchasing power parity, we are already $14 trillion economy. The entire world, if you talk to corporations and economies, they look up to India, you know, for future growth. We are among the fastest growing economy in the world, historically speaking. So in this kind of background, you know, we need to kind of do whatever necessary. We, of course, you know, have our head very high. At the same time, we keep our language as civilized as we do, since we are Indians. And negotiate with the full strength, but when it comes to our dignity and when it comes to our rights as a nation, I think there should be no compromises. It's not about any individual. It's about the two countries, two sovereign countries, and we respect them and we hope that they will respect us. We respect their worldview. We hope they will respect our
worldview.
And the
two biggest democracies.
We respect their national interests. It's important they respect our national interest.
Thank you so much, Mr. Taneja, for this insightful discussion on U.S. announcement of additional tariffs on Indian imports.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on U.S. announcement of additional tariff on Indian imports. The participants were Narendra Taneja, economic analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.